路德记第一章。
Ruth chapter one.
路德记第一章。
Let's read from verse one to verse four.
让我们来读第一节到第四节。
Chapter one, verse one to four.
第一章第一到第四节。
I'll read it first in English, and our brother will lead you in Chinese.
我来先读英文，然后弟兄跟大家一起来读中文。
Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled, and there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech.And the name of his wife, Naomi. And the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. Ephratites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Noah's husband, died. And she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the woman of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. Verse 5. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband.
第一节开始，当士师秉政的时候，国内遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩押地去寄居，这人名叫以利米勒，他的妻名叫拿俄米，他两个儿子一个叫马伦，一个叫名叫基连，都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人。他们到了摩雅地就住在那里。后来拿尔米的丈夫以利米勒死了，剩下妇人和他两个儿子。这两个儿子娶了摩雅女子为妻，一个名叫俄尔巴，一个名叫路德，在那里住了约有10年。第五节，马伦和基连二人也死了，剩下拿尔米没有丈夫也没有儿子。
Verse 8 to 17.
然后第八节到第十七节。
And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. Verse 9. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, Surely we will return with thee unto thy people.And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husband? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husband? Nay, my daughters.For it grieveth me much your sake that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. Verse 14, And they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth cleaved unto her. Verse 15, And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people, unto her gods, and return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee,or return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go, whither thou lodgest, I will lodge, thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God, where thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried, the Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me.
八到十七节，拿俄米对两个儿妇说，你们个人回娘家去吧。愿耶和华恩待你们，像你们恩待已死的人与我一样。愿耶和华使你们各在新夫家中得平安。于是拿俄米与他们亲嘴，他们就放声而哭，说不然，我们必与你一同回你本国去。拿俄米说，我女儿们呐，回去吧，为何要跟我去呢？我还能生子做你们的丈夫吗？我女儿们呐，回去吧，我年纪老迈，不能再有丈夫。即或说我还有指望，今夜有丈夫可以生子，你们岂能等着他们长大呢？你们岂能等着他们不嫁别人呢？我女儿们呢，不要这样，我为你们的缘故甚是愁苦，因为耶和华伸手攻击我。第十四节，两个儿妇又放声而哭，俄尔巴与婆婆亲嘴而别，只是路德舍不得拿俄米。拿俄米说，看哪，你嫂子已经回她本国和她所拜的神那里去了，你也跟着你嫂子回去吧。路德说， 不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往那里去。
Amen.
你在那里哪里住宿，我也在那里住宿。
Amen.
你的国就是我的国。
Amen.
你的神就是我的神。
Amen.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死，也葬在哪里。除非死能使我与除非死能使你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。
Okay. Another verse, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19.
还有一处章节是在《生命记》的30:19。
I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live.
我今日呼天唤地的向你做见证，我将生死、祸福沉明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come to thy word once again.
神啊，我们今天又来到你的话语面前。
We humble ourselves before you.
在你面前我们谦卑自己。
We pray that in this generation.
我们祈求在这个时代。
Especially when it's so confusing.
尤其在这个混乱的时代。
Reveal again yourself to us.
把你自己再向我们启示。
Cause us to see that you are the one which we should be pursuing after.
让我们可以看见，唯有你才是我们当追求的。
Oh, you are the one that is of eternal value.
只有你才是那有永远价值的。
Oh, you are the one which we love.
只有你是我们所爱的。
Lord, speak to us.
主啊，对着我们说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Once upon a time, there is some college girls who gather themselves together in their dormitory.
有一次在大学里面有一些女生她们在她们的宿舍里面聚集。
It is a Christian college.
那是一个基督徒的学校。
And they gather themselves to pray.
她们就在一起祷告。
And this is their prayer.
这就是她们的祷告。
Lord, give us clean hearts.
主啊，给我们一个清洁的心。
Lord, give us pure hearts.
给我们那个纯洁的心。
Lord, give us sweet hearts.
给我们这些甘甜的心。
And all of them say Amen.
然后他们都在那里说阿们。
Everybody loves to have this kind of so-called love stories.
我们都喜欢听这样的爱情里面的故事。
Especially in this time where there's so much violence.
尤其在现在这么多的暴力。
We need some love story to what encourage us.
我们需要一些爱情的故事来鼓励我们自己。
And let me tell you, the Book of Ruth is one of those.
让我告诉大家，路德记就是其中的一本。
One time, Benjamin Franklin, which is a so-called ambassador to France.
有一次本杰明弗兰克林到法国去做大使。
He went there to join a literary meeting.
他在那里去参加一个
literary meeting.
Literary. 参加一个会议。
Yeah. Okay. And they gathered together and start to tell stories concerning their life.
然后在他们聚集的时候，这些人就开始来讲他们生活里的事。
And the things that they have read, which worthy of sharing.
然后就分享一些他们觉得值得来分享的自己读过的一些事。
And when it's time for Benjamin Franklin to share, he shared the story of Ruth.
然后当本杰明·富兰克林来分享的时候，他就来跟大家讲他读过的《路德记》。
Without disclosing where he came from, where the story came from.
然后他就不跟大家讲这个故事是从哪儿来的。
So after the story was shared, they said, "Wow, what an amazing story!"
然后当他讲完之后，这些其他人都说何等奇妙的一个故事。
So can you give us the permission to have it printed for worldwide distribution?
然后你能不能给我们授权，让我们可以把这故事打印出来，来分派给全世界。
Benjamin Franklin said, "It's already printed. It's already in worldwide distribution."
然后这个富兰克林就说已经印出来了，而且已经在全世界在那里分发了。
It is one of the story in the Bible which you despise.
就是你们所轻视的这本圣经里面的话。
Let me tell you, a lot even unbelievers love this story.
让我告诉大家，就算不信神的人也喜欢听这样的故事。
Because this story is a story of hope and encouragement.
因为这个故事是讲到盼望，讲到鼓励。
It is like when you are going through a dark tunnel, there is a light there.
就像你经过一个黑暗的时候，在前面有光。
This is a story concerning a lady which name is Ruth.
这里面讲到一个女孩子，她名字叫路德。
He is a pagan. He is a Moabite.
他是一个外邦人，是一个摩亚人。
He is born in the wrong side of the track.
他是生在一个不对的地方。
In other words, this group of people is condemned, cursed.
或者说这一群人 他所出生的这一群人是被诅咒的。
There is no hope, no God in the world.
在他们里面没有指望，没有神。
Yet he met another person named Boaz.
但是他就遇到一个人叫波阿斯。
He is a Hebrew, he is strong, powerful, and he is rich.
他是一个希伯来人，不光是强壮，而且是非常的丰富。
According to God's sovereign arrangement, they met, they fell in love, and they get married.
照着神主权的安排，他们不光相遇，而且结合。
Is this what a wonderful story? Yes, it is.
是不是一个美妙的故事？
But more than that, this story is a picture of Christ and the church.
但是更进一步，这个图画讲到的是基督跟教会。
Ruth speaks of the church, which is us.
路德讲到教会就是我们。
We are those who are born on the wrong side of the track.
我们曾经是生在不对的这一群里面。
We are born in sin, we live in sin, and our destination is death.
我们是生在罪里，长在罪里，我们的结局也是在灭亡里面。
There is really no hope for us.
对我们来讲没有指望。
Yet another person came named Boaz, which is Christ.
但是波阿斯来了，他就是基督。
He loves us so much, he died for us, he paid the debt, he set us free.
他这么的爱我们，为我们死，为我们付了赎价，
in the book of,
让我们可以得自由。
In the book of Ephesians, it says,
在以弗所书这么讲，
He saved us, He raised us up together.
他救了我们，而且让我们从死里复活。
Causes us to sit together with Him in heavenly places.
让我们在天上与他坐在一起。
Brothers, this is an impossible dream.
弟兄姐妹们，这是不可能的一个梦想。
When we look at our situation so low, yet through Christ's redemption, He brings us so high.
看到我们自己的光景是这么的低沉，但是他却把我们带到这么高的一个位置。
Today we need really to bow down and worship Him.
今天我们真的是要俯伏敬拜他。
This is the book of Ruth.
这就是路德记。
A person who is so unworthy.
是一个完全不配的人。
Yet was redeemed by a person named Boaz.
却被一个叫波阿斯的人救赎。
He is our kinsman redeemer.
他就是我们的至亲，是我们的救赎主。
And not only that, it is the timing where this book was written.
而且我们来讲到这个书所写下来当时的时代。
This book was written during Eli the high priest.
这个书发生的时间是在以利做士师的时候。
Approximately 12th century BC.
大概在公元前12世纪。
Why do I want to mention this timing? Because it's so important.
为什么我要提这个时间？因为非常的重要。
It is the time of the judges.
这是在士师记的时候。
You know, in the time of the judges, it says.
在士师记这么讲。
If you turn your Bible, Judges chapter 21, verse 25.
如果大家打开圣经到士师记21章23节。
In those days, there is no king in Israel. Every man did that was right in their own eyes.
那时以色列中没有王。个人任意而行。
Every person do what is right in their own eyes.
个人任意而行。
And if you read chapter 1 verse 1 of Ruth,
如果我们来读路德记第一章第一节的时候。
And it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled.
那里讲到当士师秉政的时候。
So it makes a lot of sense that this book was written at the time of judges.
所以我们应该没有疑问，这本书写的时代是在士师记。
The time of judges is a time of apostasy.
在士师记那个时候是
a time of apostasy.
Apostasy.
A time of rebellion.
哦，是一个悖逆的时代。
A time of apathy. Apathy. A time where sin is rampant.
在那个时候是罪来掌权的时
候。In other words, people doesn't care about righteousness.
或者说在那个时候人不在乎公义的事情。
I do what is right in my own eyes.
我就照着我眼里看着对的事情去做。
In other words, there is no standard of righteousness, there is no standard of good behavior.
或者在那里并没有公义的标准，也没有好行为的标准。
They really don't care about God.
他们也不在乎神。
Yet in this kind of age,
但是就在这样的时代，
like what we are living today,
就像我们今天所生活的时代，
God reminds us he is still much, much alive.
他神在那里提醒我们，他还是活神。
He is still sitting at the throne.
他还是坐在宝座上。
He is still in control.
他还是在掌控。
This is the book of Ruth.
这就是路德记。
That makes us more appreciative of what this book is.
所以让我们更来感激这本书里面所讲的。
That's why every time I read the book of Ruth.
所以每一次我来读路德记的时候，
I'm so much encouraged.
我是非常的被鼓励。
Yes, every time you know we experience so much failure.
有的时候我们真的很多的失败。
But yet whenever we turn to God,
但是每一次我们转向神，
He will bring us to the experience of our sister Ruth.
他们就带我们经历路德姐妹所经历的。
At the time where there is hopelessness,
当在没有指望的时候，
when there is anxiety,
在我们焦虑的时候，
when there is no hope, no God in the world,
但是在这个世上没有指望没有神的时候，
yet there is hope in God,
但是在神里面我们还是有盼望。
The only thing, are we going to turn to Him?
问题是我们是不是要来转向他。
That's why when I, you know, study the book of Ruth,
所以当我来学习路德记的时候
，The first thing that came into my mind is verse 16.
第一个进到我脑海的就是第十六节。
And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, nor return from following after thee."
就是路德说，不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
Indeed, this is a very encouraging word.
这是一句非常让人得激励的事。
But the thing is, as I was preparing for this message, the Lord shined upon me.
当我来准备今天信息的时候，神就来光照我。
He said the book of Ruth doesn't start in verse 15.
告诉我，路德记的故事不是从15节开始。
It starts from verse 1 to verse 14.
是从第一到14节就开始。
In other words, this book is not only a book of encouragement.
不光这本书是鼓励的书
，It's also a book of warning，
而且是一本警告的书
，Warning about making choices，
是警告关乎我们怎样做选择。
You know, Elimelech make a terrible choice。
以利米勒做了一个非常非常可怕的选择。
When there is famine in the land, he choose not to trust in the Lord, but to go to Moab。
当这个地有饥荒的时候，他没有选择来信靠神，反而选择去了摩亚地。
Well, you said, what's wrong with going to Moab? There is food, and there is no food in Bethlehem, Judah.
那你要说这有什么错呢？因为在伯利恒已经没有食物，但是在摩亚地有食物。
It's just being practical.
我们需要很实际啊。
But the thing is, God has specific, you know, commandment concerning the Moabites.
但是神对摩亚是心里面是有他的判断的。
Because this is the group of people who lured the children of Israel in their worship of idols.
因为就是摩亚人当时带着以色列人来拜偶像。
It is this group of people who once enslaved the children of Israel.
就是这些人，他们想让以色列人来做奴。
It is this group,
做奴隶。
It is this group of people who what? Who hired Balaam to curse the children of Israel.
就是这些人，他们来雇了巴兰诅咒以色列人。
And because of this, the Lord told the children of Israel.
所以因此，神曾经告诉过以色列人
，Don't have anything to do with these people.
不要与这些人有任何的关系。
That the Moabites cannot come into God's assembly even up to the 10th generation.
就是这些摩亚人，甚至在十代之后都不能进到耶和华的会。
So there should be a clear cut.
所以在这里应该有一个非常清楚的分界线。
There is really no compromise.
应该没有妥协。
Regardless how the situation unfolds.
不管我们的环境是怎么样。
The children of Israel cannot have any dealings with the Moabites.
以色列人不应该与摩亚的子孙有任何的交往。
Yet the Bible tells us when there is famine in Bethlehem, Judah, Elimelech and Naomi went to Moabites.
但是我们读到的是，当在犹大伯利恒有饥荒的时候，以利米勒就带着妻子跟两个儿子到了摩亚地。
And this is a very wrong choice.
这是一个非常错的选择。
Which end up in tragedy.
就因为这个选择，所以后面是一个悲剧。
Today I want to share with you what are the principles of our choice choosing.
所以今天我跟大家要分享的就是我们的选择有哪些原则。
The principle of our choosing.
就是我们选择上的原则。
First one, the first thing is God gave us a what? A free will to choose.
第一个原则就是神给了我们自由的意志来选择。
That's why in Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19.
所以在生命记的30章19节。
So I present before you life and death.
他说我已经将生死祸福沉迷在你们眼前。
It reminds us in the book of Genesis.
就让我们来想到创世纪。
When the Lord present Adam before two trees.
我们记得神把亚当带到两个树的面前。
The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge good and evil.
就是生命树和知识善恶树之前。
The Lord said, "Don't eat this tree, for the day you eat this tree of knowledge good and evil, you shall surely die."
神说过不要从这棵树上来吃，你吃的那日必定死。
Yet God gave him a free will to choose.
但是神却给了他自由的意志来选择。
God always gave us a free will to choose.
神总是给我们自由意志。
You know, when He created God, man, He created in His own image and likeness.
因为神创造我们的时候是按着他的形象，按着他的样式。
We are not robots.
我们不是那些机器人。
Yes, God also revealed to us His purpose and His will to us.
神同时也把他的心意，把他的旨意向我们来显明。
Yet we had a free will to choose whether we want to take it or not.
但是我们也有自由意志来选择接受或者拒绝。
Secondly,
第二
，we are not free to choose. We are not free to choose. We are not free not to choose. I said.
其实我们没有一个选择是或不是的权利。
Let me repeat again. We are not free not to choose.
Not free not to choose.
一定要选择。
我们是一定要选择。
No matter what, you need to choose.
或者说不管怎么样，你是一定要选择的。
Either yes or no.
或者你选是，或者你选不是。
For example, today I want to give our brother Haibin a glass of water.
比如说今天我要给海滨弟兄 一杯水。
It's either he accepted yes or said no.
他只能说我接受这杯水，或者说我不要。
If he tell me I'm not yet ready, that means no.
因为如果他的回答是说我现在不需要，那等于是不要。
You know what? If you go to this car dealership,
如果你去到这个车行
，the old salesman will come running after you.
这些那个卖车的人就会到你面前。
And they will say, what kind of car do you want to buy?
那他们就说你要的是哪种车呢
？If you said I'm not buying today, I just want to look around.
如果你说我今天不想买车，我只是想来看一看。
Immediately the salesman say, "Go, feel free to look around and call me if you have any problem."
这个代理一定说好，那你就自由的去看吧。然后你有什么要问的，再到我这儿来。
Because he knows the answer is no.
因为他已经知道你回答了不要。
Today the same in spiritual things.
在属灵里面其实是一样的。
Whenever we preach the gospel,
当我们来传讲福音的时候
，Then we always give an invitation.
经常我们在后面会呼召。
Do you want to accept Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior?
你愿不愿意接受耶稣做你的主，做你的救赎
？It's either yes or no.
只能是是，或者是不要。
If you said I'm not yet ready to accept,
如果你在当时说我现在还没有准备好
，Then the answer is no.
那你其实是拒绝。
Why the Bible tells us he who is not with me is against me.
因为在圣经里面那些说不与我们相合的就是与我们相争的。
In other words, we are not free not to choose, we got to choose.
或者说我们不可能不选择，我们一定要选择。
Number three.
第三。
We are not free to choose the consequences of our choice.
我们没有能力来选择当我们选择之后的后果。
There is always a consequence.
总会有后果。
There is always a result.
总会有一个结果。
Deuteronomy chapter 13 verse 19 says,
在生命记第三十章第十九节
I present to you death and life.
我把生死祸福陈明在你们眼前
Blessing and cursing.
就是生死跟祸福
Then the Lord said, choose life that you and your seed may live.
然后神说你要拣选生命使你和你的后裔都得存活
When we choose life, we live.
或者说我们来拣选生命的话就是存活
That is the consequence.
这就是后果
If you choose death, then it's cursing and death.
如果你选择死亡，那就是咒诅，就是灭亡。
It's like when you climb to the Empire State Building.
就像你如果爬到帝国大厦的上面。
And you decide to jump over the Empire State Building.
如果你决定是从那个大厦上面跳下来的话。
You cannot say, I don't want to die, I just want to jump.
你可以说我没有选择要死，我只是选择要跳。
The result of jumping is death.
但是你如果真跳下来，结果一定是死。
Today, brothers and sisters, we are free.We are free to choose, but we are not free not to choose, nor the consequences of our choice.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天有自由意志可以选择，但是我们一定要选择，而且我们不能选择这个选择之后的后果。
Number four,
不能决定。
Our choices affects people around us.
第四，我们的选择影响到我们周围的人。
The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy again.
因为神在生命记这里讲到。
He said, choose life that you and your seed may live.
因为那里讲到，你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。
A lot of people say it's none of your business. Yes, it is your business.
那有的人说这个不关你的事，没错，非常关你的事。
Our choices affect a lot of people around us.
我们的选择影响了很多在我们周围的人。
Our choices affect our children around us.
我们的选择决定了我们的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, what is your priority in life?
弟兄姐妹们，在你的生活里面。你的优先到底是什么
？Is it God or is it the world？
是神还是这个世界
？I always love to speak to our parents。
我经常喜欢对父母来讲。
Because I always find it, you know, so interesting that our choices in life is an example to all our children。
因为在我们生活里面的任何的选择，就是我们儿女的一个榜样。
I thank God that God gave me a godly parents。
我感谢神给了我一个属神爱神的父母。
They put a lot of priority in God rather than things in the earth。
他们经常是把优先摆在神里面，不是摆在世界上。
In other words, God first, everything is secondary.
或者说，神第一，其他的都是次要。
My dad is a righteous and godly person.
我的父亲是一个非常非常公义的属神的人。
And he loved the Lord very much.
他非常爱主。
After he got saved, his first priority is the Lord and going to church.
他得救之后，优先就是来。爱主去教会。
But a lot of times, you know, sometimes there is a wedding invitation.
有的时候有一些婚礼的邀请。
And they put it on the Lord's Day.
然后这些婚礼的举行是在主日。
And one time he received an invitation from her grand auntie.
有一次他收到他祖母的一个邀请。
And it's a very important person.
是非常重要的一个人。
Not to attend is a no-no.
如果你不去参加的话是不行的。
But you know what my dad did? He went to my grand aunt, on Saturday.
你知道吗？我的父亲就去到我祖母那里，是在周六的时候。
So, you know I'm a Christian.
他说你知道吗？我是基督徒。
I'm going to church on Sunday.
我主日要去教会。
So I really apologize. I cannot attend your daughter's wedding.
所以对不起，我不能参加你女儿的婚礼。
You know, with that, he set a very good example to me.
就因着这个，他给我设了一个很好的榜样。
He set a very good example to my aunt.
他向着我的这些姨妈姑妈们做了很好的榜样。
Causing them to see that God is their my father's number one choice.
让他们都看到我父亲第一个选择是神。
Today, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，
今天 if you receive an invitation,
如果你收到一个邀请
that has a conflict with your church meeting,
与你教会的这些聚集是冲突的
what is your choice?
你的选择是什么
is your choice going to that meeting or celebration or you going to church?
你是去那里去庆祝呢还是来教会
you might think it's only a temporary
你也许觉得只是一件暂时的事
but it's not every time
也不是每次都这样。
But let me tell you, it makes a big difference.
但我告诉你，这是一个极大的区别。
Because your children are closely looking at you.
因为你的儿女就是这么近的观察你。
Sooner or later, if you say, let's go to church, let's not go to this meeting.
然后当你要说去教会的时候，他们就说，不，我要去其他的地方。
Because they said, that didn't you such and such day did also?
你难道不是那天也是这样决定的吗？
Brothers and sisters, we need to choose life that we might live.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要拣选生命才得存活。
So sad, Elimelech make a wrong choice.
多么的悲哀，就是以利米勒做了一个错的选择。
At the time of need, he chose to go to Moab.
当开始有需要的时候，他的选择是去了摩亚。
His two sons also went to Moab.
他的两个儿子跟着他去了摩亚。
And in ten years,
就在十年之间
Not he died, his two sons died.
不光他死了而且他两个儿子都死了
This is really a tragedy.
这是一个何等的悲剧
Three ladies, all widows.
三个女人都成了寡妇
Because of a wrong choice.
就是因为一个错的选择
Yes, there is a need.
没错是有一个需要
There is a need to be fulfilled.
有一个需要需要被满足的
But God promised us.
但是神已经应许了我们
He will take care of all our needs.
他要看顾我们一切的需要。
Psalms 84 verse 11 says,
在诗篇的84篇的第11节这么讲。
He said, my Lord God is my sun and my shield.
他说耶和华神是日头是我的盾牌。
He gives grace and he gives glory.
他赐下恩惠和荣耀。
No good thing will he withhold to those who walk uprightly.
他未尝留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人。
This is a promise.
这是一个应许。
Regardless of what situation it is,
不管你现在的处境是怎么样。
He said he will not withhold anything good to those who walk uprightly.
他说他未尝留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人。
Let me tell you, the name of Elimelech means God is my king.
那我告诉你，以利米勒这个名字的意思是神是王。
And Naomi, the name of Naomi means pleasantness.
而拿阿米的意思是喜乐的意思。
If you choose God,
如果你选神的话
then your life is pleasant.
你的生活就是在喜乐里面。
But if you choose the world,
如果你选择世界的话
you die.
你就是在死亡。
And you know what Naomi said? Don't call me no more Naomi, call me Mara, which means bitter.
所以后来拿阿米说不要再叫我拿阿米叫我马拉因为马拉是苦的意思。
Brothers and sisters, God gave us a choice.
弟兄姐妹们神给了我们一个选择。
But God also provides us.
但是神也给我们他的供应。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, God will never go back against his word.
弟兄姐妹们神从来不会背乎他自己。
Let me say it this way, he assumed full responsibility in taking care of his children.
或者让我这么讲神他负他儿女完全的责任。
If Elimelech would have just put his faith on God,
如果以利米勒是把他的信心完全摆在神里面的话
continue to remain in Bethlehem, Judah,
如果他一直停留在伯利恒的话
I believe in my heart, God will supply his needs.
我在心里面相信神会供应他一切的需要。
But the thing is because of when the situation arises,
但是问题是当这个事情来到的时候
he made a wrong choice.
他做了一个错的选择。
He went to Moab.
他去了摩亚。
And maybe in his mind, it's only for a temporary period of time.
也许对他来讲我只是暂时去一下。
Yet he never returned.
但是他再也没有回到伯利恒。
His two sons never returned.
他的两个儿子再也没有回到伯利恒。
Number five.
第五点。
When we make major choices in our life,
当我们在生命里面做了重大决定的时候
it take care of very minor decisions.
其他的细节都会顺理成章。
If you choose God in your life,
如果你在生活里面来选神的话
you don't need to decide, will I read my Bible or not?
你就不会再来来挣扎要不要来读圣经。
You don't need to decide whether I need to pray or not.
也不会再来挣扎说我是不是要去祷告。
Because when you trust in God, you make this choice, it comes in a package deal.
因为你如果选择信靠神的话，所有这些都在一个包裹里面，全都快递到你。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know the importance of our choices.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要知道我们的决定何等的重要。
Secondly,
第二点，
Why did Elimelech make such a choice?
为什么以利米勒这么来选择？
I will talk about the danger of making a wrong choice.
我要跟大家讲到错的选择何等的危险。
The first thing that Elimelech make a choice is because he has a wrong motive.
第一个以利米勒做错的选择是因为他的动机不对。
A while ago I said Elimelech name means God is my king.
刚才我们已经讲到以利米勒这个名字是讲到神是王。
But when needs arise,
但是当这个需要来到的时候
，It exposed the real intention of the heart of man，
就把人心里面那个动机暴露出来。
When there is a need for food，
当一个食物上的需要来到的时候
，God is no longer my king， Moab is my king，
神就再不是我的王，摩亚成为我的王。
Brothers and sisters， what is really your motive in your heart in following the Lord？
弟兄姐妹们，当你跟随神的时候，你心里的动机到底是什么
？Is it because of these tangible things？ Is it because of this blessing？
是不是因为他的祝福，因为这些眼睛看得见的东西
？But if you ask for such a blessing and the Lord didn't give you this blessing or this thing that you asked for, are you still continue to follow after Him？
如果你求的祝福神没有给你，你还跟不跟随神
？I share with the saints in Dumbo in Philippians chapter 4 verse 19.
我在 Dumbo 跟弟兄姐妹们提到腓立比书四章十九节。
He said, "And my God shall supply all our needs."According to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus.
在那里面讲到我的神必照他荣耀的丰富在基督耶稣里使你们一切需用的都充足。
Let me say it again. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus.
我的神必照他荣耀的丰富在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
What do you think is the most important phrase in this verse?
大家如果看到这个章节里面最重要的是哪一个词
Brother Martin
马丁弟兄
And my God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus Amen That's right
马丁回答的是在基督里 Amen 是
对的 He had this spiritual eyesight
因为马丁有这个属灵的眼光
Because in Christ Jesus is the most important thing in this verse
因为在这个章节里面最重要的就是在基督里
Because all the blessingIs anchored upon in Christ Jesus.
因为所有的祝福都是抛锚在基督里面。
In other words, are you in a relationship with God?
或者说，你与神有没有这样的关系
？Are you in Christ Jesus?
你有没有在基督里
？You know, we cannot go away from God.
我们不能从神里面离开。
All the blessing is channeled because in Christ Jesus.
所有的祝福能够流淌下来，就是因为是在基督里。
That's why when we preach the gospel, we said, you want to be saved, you got to believe in Christ Jesus.
所以我们传福音的时候都说，你要信神的话，你要在基督里。
Because all salvation come only through Him and in Him.
因为所有的救赎只有是在他里面，借着他。
And as all the blessing comes to us as a Christian through in Christ Jesus.
所以所有的祝福临到我们基督徒的话，也都是在基督里借着他。
In other words, God assumed full responsibility in taking care of all the needs.Of his children.
或者说神是为着他的儿女来负完全的责任。
But the thing is, are we in a relationship with him?
但问题是我们有没有与他有这样的关系
?What is really your motive in pursuing after God?
你在追随神的时候你的动机到底是什么
?A lot of times, you know, one day a co-worker of me who is a Christian came to my room.
有一次我的一个同事他也是基督徒来到我的房间。
He said, oh, my life is terrible, it's falling apart.
他就说我的生活很糟糕完全是非常的悲惨。
My husband lost his job and he had a heart attack.
我的丈夫他不光是失业了而且他有一个心脏病的发作。
In other words, I'm losing my trust in God anymore.
或者说我现在已经失去对神的信靠了。
You see, the thing is, on the one hand, this person really has a need.
在一方面这个人他真的有需要。
But what is really your motive in coming to the Lord?
但是你到神面前你的动机是什么
Is it blessing?
是不是他的祝福
One time there is some, you know, Gentiles, they gathered together.
有一次有一些外邦人他们聚在一起。
So, where do you think we can find good wives?
然后他们就说我们在哪儿能够找到好的妻子
Then one said, you should go to church.
有一个就说要去教会。
So they go to church in order to find a good partner in life, right?
或者说他们去教会的目的就是要找到在生命里的另外的好的配偶。
This is wrong motivation.
这是一个错的动机。
Today we come to the meeting not for other things, but only himself alone.
今天我们到这里来不应该是为我们的事情，是为着神，而且单单为着神。
Not the thing that we can see.
不是眼所见的。
But he himself alone.
是他，唯有他。
This should be the purpose, the focus of our life today.
这应该是我们今天生命里面那个注目的焦点。
But so sad to say, Elimelech, his choice is something of the world.
但是很悲哀的来讲，以利米勒他所选择的是世界上的事。
Even though his name means my God is my King.
虽然他的名字叫做神是我的王。
Yet when needs arises,
但是当需要来到的时候
，it exposed the real thing in his heart.
就暴露出他心里面那个真实的光景。
Oh, may the Lord really have mercy on us. Search our heart.
愿意神真的怜悯我们，来检查我们的心。
Elimelech, his choice of going to Moab prompted him because of a wrong motive.
所以以利米勒他为什么去那里，是因为他里面这个动机催促他。
And secondly, it leads to another one. He make a wrong method.
然后第二件事就是他用了错的方法。
He doesn't live by faith. He live by sight.
他不是凭信，他凭的是眼见。
He saw there is no bread in Bethlehem, Judah.There is bread in Moab, so he go to Moab.
那时他眼睛看到的就是在伯利恒没有食物，但是在摩亚有食物。
Brothers and sisters, what is your eyesight today?
弟兄姐妹们，你的眼光今天在哪里
？Do you live by faith or by sight?
你的眼光是凭信还是说凭眼见
？Worldly, there is a worldly saying.
在世上有这么一个讲法。
In desperate situation, calls for desperate measures.
在紧急的时候就有紧急的办法。
In other words, we want to find the shortest way to solve our problem.
或者说我们要找的是最捷径的办法，我们要找捷径解决现在的问题。
That is how the world function.
这就是这个世界怎么样在这里来工作。
But today, as children of God, we live by faith, not by sight.
但今天我们是神的儿女，我们应该是凭信，不是凭眼见。
What is faith?
什么是信
？Faith is in spite of the appearances, we want to trust in God.
信是在所有的这些里面我们在神里面有信心。
In spite of consequences, we still need to believe in God.
在所有的这些看到结果之后，我们也要把信心摆在神里面。
Yes, in front of Elimelech, there is famine in the land. There is no bread.
没错，在以利米勒面前是有饥荒，没有食物。
But if God is my King, surely He will provide.
但如果神是我的王的话，他一定会供应的。
Let me tell you another story about my father.
让我再跟大家讲一个我父亲的故事。
You know, my father is a businessman.
我的父亲是一个做生意的。
And especially during Christmas time, the business tripled.
尤其是在圣诞节期间，他的生意是可以三倍的。
But the thing is, during that period of time, we have winter conference.
但是就在那一段，我们有冬令会。
So there is a choice my father should make.
所以我的父亲就有一个可以做的选择了。
You want to live by faith or you live by sight?
你到底是凭信还是凭眼见
？So one or two weeks before the conference, my father will go to his clients.
所以当这个圣诞节来到之前的一两个星期，我的父亲就去见他的客户。
He said, "I will not be there where the business is the most. You know, if you need anything, you need to order it now. So because I will not be there."
然后就跟他们讲，当生意最忙的时候，我不会在。所以你如果需要什么，现在就跟我定。
This is the most interesting statement.
这是一个非常有趣的一句话。
Because business is always very competitive.
因为这些生意都是彼此要竞争的。
And you know, people, client will not try to stock their you know storage where you have a high you know high level of you know storage during inventory.
因为这些客户不会因为你而把你的先买了一些东西存在库存里面。
We try to make our inventory as low as possible, especially during the end of the year.
因为尤其在年底，每个人都想让他们的库存减少。
So when my father tell them you need to stock up your thing for Christmas time, that is impossible.
所以当我父亲去劝他们说，你们现在买，让你们的库存先存满，是不可能的事。
But isn't it God said?
但是神说。
He will not withhold anything good to those who walk uprightly.
因为他说他未曾留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人。
And every time my father went to his clients, they ordered triples.
然后每一次我父亲这么去跟客户讲，客户都订三倍的量。
And what he earns is triple.
所以他的收入也三倍的收入。
We can echo together, my cup runneth over.
所以我们可以在心里面回应，就是说我的福杯满溢。
This is using the right method.
这就是使用了对的方法。
By faith, not by sight.
是凭信，不是凭眼见。
But so sad to say, Elimelech used the wrong motive, having the wrong method.
但是非常悲哀，我们看到以利米勒他有错的动机，又用了错的方法。
Ends up serving the wrong master.
而且他的结局就是让他来服侍错的主。
Or we cannot serve two masters.
我们不能来服侍两个主。
Either you love the one or hate the other.
你总会恶这个爱那个。
You cannot say I will be in Moab then I will serve the Lord. That is impossible.
如果你说我在摩亚来服侍神是不可能的。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot get away from God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不能从神面前离
开。You want to please God, you want to serve God, you want blessing, you got to be at the right place.
你要让神得喜悦，你要服侍神，你要在神里面得着祝福，一定要在他里面。
Francis, don't tell me, oh, God is a spirit, so everywhere I go, I can worship God.
你不能说神这么大，我到哪儿去都可以敬拜神。
神是灵。
哦，神是灵，不管在哪里我都可以敬拜神。
Yes, indeed, God is spirit, everywhere he is.
没错，神是灵，他无所不在。
But you want to serve him properly, you got to be at the right place.
但你要服侍他，你在的地方要是对的地方。
Elimelech is at the wrong place.
以利米勒是在一个错的地方。
He is in Moab.
他是在摩亚地。
Not only he cannot serve God, he met a very big tragedy. He died in Moab. His two sons died in Moab. And there are three...resulting three widows.
所以不光他到了一个错的地方，而且他死了，他两个儿子死了，还有三个寡妇留下来。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not trying to frighten you.
弟兄姐妹们，我不是要在这里想要吓大家。
But the fact is a fact.
但是事实就是事实。
We need to having the right motive, using the right method, ending up serving the right master, which is the Lord.
所以我们需要有对的动机，用了对的方法，然后我们才来服侍。对的主。
You may say, Brother Lawrence, your message is so down, you know, depressing.
你也需要说，劳伦斯弟兄，你的这些信息都是让人沉重的。
But let me look at the other side of the story.
让我们再来看这故事另一面。
When you read chapter verse 16,
如果我们来读16节的话
，we know another kind of person.
我们看到另外一种人。
When Elimelech make a wrong choice, this person make a right choice.
当以利米勒做了错的选择，这个人做了对的选择。
Well, I will say he is not in a very good position of making this choice.
我要说他做这个对的选择的时候，自己的处境并不好。
Ruth is living a cursed life.
路德他原来的这个生活是被诅咒的。
There he's a pagan, he's a Moabite, he's not allowed to be in the congregation of the children of Israel even up to the 10th generation.
他是一个外邦人，是一个摩亚人，他甚至在摩亚人时代之外都不能进到耶和华的会。
This is a curse.
这是一个诅咒。
He lived a cursed life.
他所生活的这个生活是被诅咒的。
He lived a crushed life.
而且他生活的是一个被打压碎的生活。
When his husband died, she's morally crushed.
在她的丈夫死去之后，在很多方面，她说都被压碎的。
No one in his right mind saying my husband passed away and I'll be happy. It is crushed life.
没有一个人说我丈夫去世之后，我在这里欢喜快乐。没有。
He's living a crushed life.
她的这个生活是完全被压倒的。
She lived also a condemned life.
而且他活的是一个被定罪的生活。
There is no God, no hope in the world.
在世上是没有指望，没有神的。
This is the life of Ruth.
这就是路德原来的生活。
Yet when it comes to a point, she need to make a choice.
但是到了一个地方，他要做选择的时候。
She choose God.
他选了神。
She choose God to be his direction.
他选了神成为他的方向。
And because of that choice,
因着这个选择
，it turned the whole thing around.
所有的事情都被扭转。
From a cursing, it become a blessing.
从一个咒诅成了祝福。
You know, it's really not easy for Naomi to make a choice.
大家知道吗？让拿俄米来做选择是很难的。
Because not only of the result of what's happening.
不光是当时发生的这个事情的结果。
Naomi gave a very, you know, Naomi gave something that is negative.
而且拿俄米给的是一个负面的。一个反应。
You know, I love these two sister-in-law.
我非常喜爱这个妯娌两个人。
Even after their husband passed away,
当他们的丈夫死去之后
，they choose to follow after Naomi.
他们选择是跟随拿俄米。
You should know Naomi has nothing.
我们应该知道拿俄米当时是一无所有。
After they migrated from Israel to Moab, all the inheritance is gone.
当他从以色列来到摩亚地之后，他在原来地方所有的产业都已经被放弃了。
And now their dependents, which is their husband, all pass away.
然后他们所依靠的就是他们的丈夫，也都死去了。
Yet these two daughter-in-law say, "We still want to go with you."
但是这两个媳妇却说，我们要跟随你。
Now Naomi make a very good determination.
这个时候，拿俄米做了一个非常对的决定。
Because of her choice, he made a very good determination.
哦，因着他做了一个对的决定，所以他有了一个非常对的方向。
He said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, nor return from following after thee."
他说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
”As I tell you, it's not easy to for Naomi to make such a determination. Ruth.
Okay. 所以对路德来做这样的选择是不容易的。
Because Naomi said, "Don't follow after me."
因为拿俄米她的婆婆说不要来跟随我。
If you follow after me, nothing good.
你要跟随我的话，没有好结果。
I have come to the end of the road.
我已经到了尽头了。
If I cannot give you, I have no more sons to give you.
我已经没有儿子再来给你了。
If I can have some sons in my womb, you still need to wait me to give birth and let the sons grow up so you can choose to marry them.
就算我有丈夫怀孕生子了，你还要等他们长大再来跟他们来结婚。
And this is impossible.
这是不可能的事。
So go away.
所以去吧，不要跟随我。
Now Orpah, according to human knowledge, yes, it's the end of the road. I go back tomorrow.
所以俄尔巴照着人的所有的决定已经看到尽头了，他就转去不来跟随了。
But the turning point of this chapter one is that, but Ruth cleaved to Naomi.
但是在这一章的这个转折点，就是路德舍不得拿俄米。
He make a determination.
他在那里做了一个决定。
Entreat me not to leave thee, nor cause me not to run up away from thee.
他在那里说，不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
This is a new determination.
这是一个新的决定。
But not because of this new determination, he has a new direction.
因着他这个新的决定，他有一个新的方向。
Where thou goest, I will go.
他说，你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
In other words, even though I don't know where you are going,
或者换句话说，我也不知道你去哪里。
I want to live by faith and follow after you.
但我要凭信，你去哪里，我就跟随你。
I believe when Ruth is saying this, he's seeing something that is of spiritual.
所以我相信路德讲这句话的时候，他看到属灵里面的一些东西。
Because if you judge it according to something tangible, something you can see,
如果你的选择是根据那些眼睛看得见的话
，Ruth cannot really, Ruth doesn't have the confidence of whether that those people are going to receive him.
他甚至不能看到他去到的地方那些人会不会接纳他。
But thank God,
但是感谢神
，He told Naomi, "Where thou goest, I will go."
感谢神，他对拿俄米说：“你去哪里，我也要去哪里。”
There is a new direction.
这个时候有一个新的方向。
And he said, "Where thou lodgest, I will lodge."
而且他接着说：“你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。”
It is a new dependence.
这是一个新的依靠。
In other words, he's trying to tell Ruth, "Where you will live, I will live."
或者换句话说，他对拿俄米讲：“你在哪里住，我也在哪里住。”
I will be under the shadow of your wings.
我就要在你翅膀的荫下。
I will be dependent on you.
我就要依靠你。
Is that really true?
是不是这样
I tell you, Ruth is looking from a spiritual point of view.
让我再来告诉大家，路德他是用属灵的眼光来看。
Because the psalmist says,
因为在诗篇里面讲
Lord, thou art my dwelling place through all generations.
因为他说你是我的居所直到万代。
Based on Naomi itself, there is really nothing left.
因为在拿俄米里面，我们看他其实什么都没有了。
But since the Lord is our dwelling place,
但是神是我们的居所。
Then there is what? There is hope for tomorrow.
明天我们就会有盼望。
Today, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
我们今天 encounter some needs.
可能会碰到一些需要。
We might encounter some trials in our life.
在我们的生命里面会碰到一些试炼。
We might even lose our job.
也许我们失去了我们的工作。
Maybe lose a person whom we love so much.
也许失去我们所爱的人。
But let me tell you, our Lord God is our dwelling place to our old generation.
但是让我来告诉大家，神是我们的居所，直到永远。
We can all testify.
我们都可以这样来见证。
Is God our dwelling place?
神是不是我们的居所呢
？Give me an amen.
让大家来说 amen.
Give me an amen.
大家说 amen.
Do you think it's because of your ability that you are here today?
是不是大家觉得是因着我的能力，今天我可以坐在这里
？Is it because your knowledge you are here today?
是不是因为我懂了一些知识，我今天坐在这里
？There are a lot of people who are studying so-called engineering.
很多人学了这个工程。
They thought that the Texas is the place so you can have a lot of jobs.
他们就觉得德州是最多工作的地方。
Yet the oil industry caused them to be laid off.
但是因为这个石油行业，现在很多人被解雇。
Is it because of your ability? Is it all because of your knowledge? No, it's not.
是不是因着你的能力？是不是因着你的知识？都不是。
Today we can be here because God is our dependence.
今天我们能坐在这里，因为神是我们所依靠的。
He supply all our need.
因为他供应我们一切的需要。
And this is exactly what Ruth experienced.
这就是路德当时所经历的。
He had a new determination, he had a new direction, he had a new dependence.
所以他有一个新的决定，就有一个新的方向，就有一个新的依靠。
And number four, he had a new desire.
第四，就是他有一个新的 盼啊，以渴慕。
Your people shall be my people.
他说你的民就是我的民。
I tell you, when Ruth was saying this, he really lived by faith.
当我再来告诉你，当路德这么讲的时候，他是凭信来讲的。
You go, because the Moabites cannot be accepted by the children of Israel.
因为我们知道摩亚人是不能被以色列人所接纳的。
But when he said, "Your people shall be my people."
他说，但是他说你的国就是我的国的时候。
He renounces her citizenship as a Moabite.
或者他就是在那里来宣告放弃他摩亚人的这个。这个身份
practically saying I want to be a Jew
或者再来实际的讲他说我要成为一个犹太人
and I tell you God received that kind of a desire
让我来告诉大家神接受这样的渴慕
aren't we just this group of people
我们是这样的一般人
we have no hope in this world
在这个世上没有指望没有神
we are the citizens of this kingdom that's going downward
我们所在的这个国民我们原来的国民是一个灭亡的一个方向。
But that day when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ,
但是当那一天我们接受主耶稣基督的时候
We are living in a new kingdom, we are living in new, with a group of new people.
现在我们就住在一个新的国度与新的一般子民在一起。
For your people shall be my people.
因为你的国就是我的国。
This is a new desire.
这是一个新的渴慕。
And there's a new devotion.
而且有一个新的交托。
My God, your God, my God.
你的神就是我的神。
And I believe this is the most important thing.
我相信这是最重要的一件事。
When God is your God,
当你的神成为我的神的时候
there's nothing to be more, there's nothing better than that.
没有比这个更好的了。
We are basking in His love.
因为我们是在他的爱的浇灌之下。
All our needs He will supply.
所有我们的需要他都会供应。
Whether it's a physical need, whether it's a spiritual need.
不管是物质上的，不管是属灵里的。
Because your God is my God.
因为你的神就是我的神。
Then there's a new destination.
而且有一个新的他的最后的结局。
He said, where thou diest, I will die.
他说你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
In other words, this is a commitment.
或者说这就是一个完全的交托。
Whether it is good or bad, I will stay here.
不管是好是坏，我就要在这里。
I'm not having this flip-flop decision.
我不会再让我的决定反反复复。
A lot of times when situation is good, we follow the Lord.
有的时候可能情况好的时候我们跟随神。
When situation is not good, we try to follow the world.
但是当情况不好我们就跟随世界了。
But Ruth is different.
但是路德不是。
If worse comes to worse, death comes good enough.
就算死来到的话我也要在这里。
So be it.
就让他这样吧。
This is what Ruth is.
这就是路德所示。
A new, you know, determination.
就是一个新的决定。
Lastly,
最后
a new destiny.
有一个他有一个新的。
It says here, where thou buried, I will there be buried also.
新的一个结局就说你葬在哪里。
葬在哪里是葬在哪里。
对我也葬在哪里。
It means to say,
或者
no one can separate me from the love of Christ.
或者说没有能够让我与基督的爱隔绝。
I will just die with you and be buried together with you.
我要与你死，我要与你一同埋葬。
Is this what the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8, 38 to 39?
这难道不是罗马书八章三十八节三十九节所讲的吗
？For I am persuaded that no death nor life.
他说我深信无论是死是生。
No angels, principalities or power.
是天使，是掌权的，是有能的。
So things are present, things before.
是现在的事，是将来的事。
Nor anything can separate me from the love of Christ, which is in Christ Jesus.
都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们主耶稣基督里的。
Ruth's destiny is in the love of God.
或者说路德他的结局是在神的爱里面。
Because no one can separate us from the love of God.
因为没有人能够让我们与神的爱隔绝。
Brothers and sisters, if we make the right choice, which is God Himself.
如果弟兄姐妹们我们的选择是对的那就是神自己的话
Our destiny is in the love of God.
那我们的结局就是在神的爱里
Nothing and nothing is better than that.
没有比这个更好的了
God is putting us in His love.
因为神把我们摆在他的爱里
And everything works together for good to them that love Him.
万事都互相效力叫那些爱神的人可以得益处
Sometimes we feel like how come I encountered this kind of situation.
有的时候我们可能会问神你为什么让我现在到现在的光景
but afterwards when you look back,
但是如果事后你回头看的话
you said, it is because God loves me.
你一定会说因为神爱我
you know, some, one time I lost my job.
有一次我曾经失去我的工作
and I feel like, Lord, what happened?
我就问神啊，怎么会这样
10 months looking for a job.
有十个月的时间我在那里找工作
then suddenly there is a job offer.
突然间就有一个工作给我
when I look back,
当我回头看
this job I'm working today is 10 times better than the job before.
我现在的这个工作比我以前的那个工作好了十倍。
But don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that if you lost a job, okay,
但大家也不要理会错，不是说我们现在大家都要来试验。
But in other words, we can all testify and witness.
或者换句话说，我们都可以来做见证。
Our destiny is in the love of God.
我们的最后最终是在神的爱里。
For everything works together for good to them that love God.
因为万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So in the conclusion.
所以在做结论的时候
，Elimelech make a wrong choice.
以利米勒做了一个错的决定。
Ends in tragedy.
而且结局就是一个悲惨的一件悲剧。
Ruth make a right and proper choice.
路德做的是一个对的好的选择。
Ends up in a glorious state.
是在一个荣耀的地步。
For we all know after this.
我们都知道在这个之后
，He a Moabite became a great grandmother of King David.
这个摩亚的女子就成了大卫王的祖母。
A person who has no right to come to the assembly of God became a great grandmother of King David. Amen.
这个从都不能在神的耶和华的会里的人，现在成为大卫的祖母。
Today by faith in Him.
今天借着信在他的里面。
Not only He saved us.
不光他救了我们。
He raised us up together with Him.
他让我们与他一同复活。
Put us all together in a heavenly places with Him.
与他一同坐在天上。
Nothing is better than that.
没有比这个更好的。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿意神对着我们都有怜悯。
In this time of confusion and violence.
在这个让人迷惑的，在这个有暴力的时代。
In this when this time of great temptation.
在这个有极大诱惑的一个时代。
Let us focus on Him.
让我们注目在他身上。
He is our destiny.
因为他是我们最终的结局。
Because He is everything to us.
因为他是我们的一切。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for loving us.
神啊，我们感谢你爱了我们。
You love us to the extent you gave yourself to us.
你爱我们到一个地步，把你自己都给了我们。
Today we pray that we continue this relationship with you.
是吧？我们的祷告是让我们继续在这样的一个关系里面。
Not only because of this outward blessing.
不光因着外面的祝福。
But because of you yourself.
是因着你自己。
That we bring us deeper and higher.
让我们到更深之处，更高之处。
That we can say before it was a blessing, now it is the Lord.
让我们说，前追求的是祝福，现在要的是主自己。
Before I sought for healing, now Himself alone.
以前我寻求的是医治，现在我们要的是你自己。
Lord, open our inner eyes.
打开我们心里的眼睛。
Once again, attract us to yourself.
再一次的吸引我们到你自己面前。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。Amen.